You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast.
What is today, Thursday?
Thursday. Yeah, the Thursday edition of Ace and Friends. This show may end right after it gets started, because this might be the mic drop that I've been waiting on. I got a DM yesterday. I'll just read you. There's a guy named Noah who DM'd me, and he said, "The new Ace and Friends show is my favorite show. I wish it were 2 hours long. After 10 and a half years of listening, this is by far my favorite thing you guys have put out. I love everything y'all do, but y'all have a great thing with Ace and Friends. I listen every day. I hope y'all blow up, brother." And I said, "Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate it." He goes, "What's the best way I can share the podcast on my socials for you guys?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, let me ask Riggins tomorrow. Thank you."
Well, you can get the Ace and TJ family app, tell people to download the app, or you can share the link on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts. It's listed everywhere.
There you go. I knew you would have all the answers, Riggins.
It's worldwide. That's amazing, though.
That. So that was really nice. I thought it was a nice way to start the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of give everybody a little confidence boost as we get rolling here.
Love that.
Not that everybody else needed a confidence boost, but you know.
Yeah, it helps. It helps.
I could use one.
Sure.
As my wife said the other day, "He used to be like a boss." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, let me rethink my position on things then."
That's a rude thing to say to somebody.
We're off to the races. Let's not focus on that, Rob. Let's keep moving.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There's really so much stuff we have to get to today on Ace and Friends. But first and foremost, we've got there's an elephant in the room left over from yesterday's show that I think we need to discuss. It is weird, and it does involve my sister. Coming up next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Paranormal Piper from Pineville. That's my sister. She's on the show every Wednesday now. And yesterday she was on, and I think she kind of freaked everybody out a little bit. She was on for several segments. We call her Paranormal Piper from Pineville because my sister has claimed that she has a gift of being able to communicate with spirits, the paranormal, her third eye is open.
She sees beyond the veil.
Crystals, all that kind of stuff. I don't know really what any of that means, but I'm just telling you those are expressions that she's used. So yesterday, my sister now lives in the house that my parents built in 1973. We're the only family that's ever lived in this house. And my mom passed away a year and a half ago, lived in the house when she died, literally died in that house. in the bedroom that my sister now occupies. She's moved my mom's stuff out, moved her stuff in, blah, blah, blah. But was that the most unnerving thing for y'all yesterday, Riggins and Rob? Was that the she sees my mom often, she says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around 12:15 at night, she sees my mom going to the bathroom or something, like getting up, walking to the bathroom like she used to?
Yeah, for sure.
What about that is so unnerving?
Because when we first started talking about having her on, I assumed it was going to be like wacky, funny, but then now it's like real serious. Like I thought she would have like a sense of humor about it, but she does, but it's not like you're not going to bust out laughing when you say like I've seen our deceased mother, you know.
Yeah,
it's not. You don't want to like just burst out.
But
laughing.
But you busted out laughing yesterday when she mentioned after that she mentioned.
No, I didn't.
She thought yes, you did because you didn't bust
I
out laughing.
I stifled my laughter with everything I had in me. And then you're like, Riggins is laughing. I'm like, no, shut up.
You were laughing because she mentioned
funny.
She mentioned one time the garage door just opened.
Right. Because it is funny, but it's.
And she got a shotgun out to go look and see who was out in the garage. And she's just like, it's just mama out there.
Yeah. And you're not laughing. She's not laughing. So why am I going to laugh about it?
Well, I can't laugh.
Why not?
I don't know. It seems like it's my family. I need to be focused on it.
Exactly.
Can laugh. I don't care if y'all laugh.
Well, yeah. She might, which is why Riggins was trying to stifle it.
I know.
But you're going to call him out.
Did you want to laugh too, Rob?
Of course I did.
Yeah, of course.
You just couldn't see my face.
It's crazy.
I love that Riggins was trying to be polite and not show her. And you're like, Riggins, why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, I didn't want to upset her. She's talking about seeing her mother.
And she takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 100% legit from her.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll just laugh at my sister then.
Right. We didn't.
I just felt we needed to talk about it because it just kind of felt like it's been kind of hanging out there since yesterday.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's heavy stuff.
And the response to our post on social media, Ace Cannon at Ace Cannon Media, the response was crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, she's back again next Wednesday.
Nice.
All right, get ready for that. You're going to hear a really creepy exchange between Caitlin Clark and a reporter. It's odd. Mm-hmm. You'll share this with somebody later. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Caitlin Clark, the Iowa basketball player, now an Indiana Fever of the WNBA basketball player, has taken the world by storm. And I said earlier today, this may be the Michael Jordan moment for the NBA. She could be the Magic and Larry Bird that saves the league and begins to elevate the process of getting them more money, more attendance, better TV deals, so forth and so on. But that doesn't mean she is innocent or free from weird exchanges with reporters. She is at a press conference for the Indiana Fever when this particular exchange happens with a reporter whose name I don't know. Let's see.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
So he does some type of a hand gesture that she does at the end of every game.
Like, you like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
So it makes like a little hand heart. And at the end of every game, she does it to her family. And the family's like, oh, that's kind of their thing. He sees that this weirdo is like, start doing it. I like that. I like that you're here. I like that you're here. Start doing it to me. And
we'll be good. This is like a young woman. And yeah. He's like, I wish you would do that to me.
This is a 22-year-old woman who's there for a professional basketball press conference.
Yeah.
And he's either, is he being weird? Is he hitting on her? What's the point?
I think he's probably trying to be funny and trying to, like, you know, have a lighthearted moment, but he did it in the creepiest way.
It comes off as super creepy.
Yeah. Especially because it's a guy saying that to a woman, and he would probably never say that to a guy.
That would never have happened. If when LeBron walked off the floor and did a little heart to his family in the stands, I don't think anybody would ever want you to do that to me.
Yeah.
Do it to me, LeBron.
And knowing he's a reporter, you're like, you kind of feel the pressure, like, oh, is he going to write poorly about me if, you know, I upset him and say something kind of snotty to him?
She handled it really well.
Yeah, yeah.
She's kind of with a laugh and kind of, oh, okay, you're trying to be funny. Okay, no problem. And then he went on and asked his question, and nothing really came of it, but it's just creepy.
Yeah.
And some people could say it's a little rude.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost misogynistic.
Yeah.
That in this professional environment, it almost comes off as if he's hitting on her.
Yeah.
The young woman,
mm-hmm.
who's younger, much younger than he is, I would assume.
Yeah. You know, TJ always points out, like, those sports reporters, they're all nerds. They don't know how to talk to people.
And clearly he doesn't.
Because if
he's trying to be funny, he's not. And if he's trying to hit on her, he's being super creepy and inappropriate.
Yeah, and now you're on TMZ.
Yeah.
Yes. Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
A little piece of good news that involves a star actress. And it's good news because somebody thought she was something she wasn't. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
There's a lot of news out there,
but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
I think what makes this story so special and so good is the fact that it's the way Mariska Hargitay got involved is very sweet. Mariska Hargitay got to help out a child in real life while filming Law & Order SUV. They were in Manhattan's Ford Tryon Park last week. The little girl got separated from her mother, so she approached Mariska for help. She saw the badge on her belt and thought she was a real police officer.
Oh.
And did exactly what she had been instructed to do by her parents. If anything ever happens, you find a police officer. She was apparently oblivious to the entire film crew. Clearly shouldn't know who Ice-T was.
Yeah. Is he on that too?
Yeah. She was obviously too young to know what anything was going on. She just saw, oh, that lady has a badge. I'm lost. I need to go ask her for help. Production was halted for about 20 minutes while Mariska helped the girl find her mom. They did find her. Everything worked out okay.
It's amazing.
Isn't that cool, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One other piece of good news, because I think it's just a really nice story. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So there's a teenager in Nashville who launched a big teddy bear drive, a teddy bear toy drive. His name is Kenny Royer. He's 17 years old. He's donating all the items to a nonprofit called Davis House Child Advocacy Center that works with abused kids. His goal is to make sure that every child they help gets to take at least one stuffed animal home with him. And research shows that's a huge deal for helping these kids. That's why police and firefighters keep them with them, because it offers a sense of security and safety for kids in those situations. You can donate a new stuffed animal by mailing it to an address that's listed on their website, or you can just donate money. He's already collected over 200 stuffed animals this month. And today's the 18th of the month.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. Again, that's the Davis House Child Advocacy Center in Nashville, if you want to offer up help with that. And that is the good news. I have a new game created from scrolling Reddit that I think could be a lot of fun, because we don't really know the full story, but we're going to make a snap judgment. You can too. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Ace and Friends.
I've created a new game that came from scrolling through Reddit, because I don't like to read all the posts, because, you know, when you scroll Reddit, the headline is in bold, then the post is in tiny letters under that. And sometimes it looks like, that's, I'm not reading it, that's too much. But I find that I make snap judgments based upon the bold headlines. Sure. So my friends, Teg D, Rob, and Riggins are going to help. We're going to play a game called the Snap Judgment Game.
Okay.
We don't even know the rest of the story. All we're doing is reacting and judging the people based upon the headline.
Okay.
Of their particular entry. Now, and these come from various, it's on that main feed, so it comes from various
subreddits.
Subreddits, yeah. For example, Snap Judgment. Headline: can I be fired for taking nudes in the work bathroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Should she be fired for taking nudes in the work bathroom?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. Side note, I did read part of that when I was curious.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Let's see. Headline. Snap judgment. Headline: my boyfriend told me he wants me to be a traditional wife. Out of nowhere. How do we feel about that? That suddenly he wants her to be a traditional wife. When they get married, she needs to change and be a traditional wife.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that. That's a weird thing to ask.
In what way?
I don't know. Like putting I need you to change who you are.
Yeah, like I'm going to need you to become, whatever you're doing, you're going to stop doing that and going to be a stay-at-home wife and mom, who every day when I come home, there's dinner on the table and things are tidied up and you're...
Yeah, I like the idea of that, but if she's not that now, I think asking her to change is probably not good.
Okay. Snap judgment game. Headline: my husband created an OnlyFans profile of me without letting me know. I'm disgusted and want a divorce.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay with what part of that? Should she get a divorce over this?
Is it divorce worthy? No, but that's gonna require a serious what the hell happened here.
Rob, should they get a divorce over this?
Probably.
He created an OnlyFans account of me without letting me know, which means he's posting pictures and or videos of her.
We didn't hear that part.
But we did. That's what I said. That's the whole headline.
If he started the account and didn't post anything, that's one thing. But if he's posting like secretive pictures about...
Says my husband... We don't know that. My husband created an OnlyFans profile of me without letting me know. I'm disgusted and want a divorce.
He created the profile. He hasn't posted anything yet. So there's a big difference.
Oh, okay. So I just assumed if he created it, he's posted.
He didn't say that.
But you didn't say that. Okay. And we don't know because all we have is the headline to go by.
It's a serious problem, but there's a big difference.
I would say yes, divorce, because he probably plans to.
I would imagine.
Good call, Rob. Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, big update in my world. Yesterday, was it yesterday on the show, we talked about Amanda and I got contacted by some people that are making a reality show about age gap couples.
Yeah.
Well, the lady responded. She was very kind. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to talk to her on the phone.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. She sent a very nice email back. I emailed her. And she sent a very nice email back that just said, the more I learn about your story, the more interesting it sounds. I look forward to talking with you both today at 4 o'clock, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, it took me so long to get back to you. My kids have strep and I'm at home.
Ooh.
You know, that whole thing.
Yikes.
Yeah. So
has the show already been sold to a network or
I have no idea.
Because she works for a production company, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it looked. Yeah.
She said, you and your wife, Amanda, sound like the perfect couple. And my goodness, what an intense backstory. My heart goes out to you and your family. I had answered a couple of questions that they sent. I'll talk to you at 4 o'clock today. So we'll see what happens.
Does it matter what network it's on if you're interested? Like if it's on ABC versus, True TV? Does it matter?
I just assume it's not going to be on. It's not a Bravo.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's a, and I don't know anything about it. I haven't spoken to them. All I've done is they sent us a DM. I responded. They responded. I responded. Here we are.
What if it's on the Playboy channel or something?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that would be like, I can't do that. But I just assume it's not going to be a Bravo or an A&E or anything like that. It's probably one of those third tier.
Something, yeah.
Network shows, you know. And I don't know why I have that assumption. I just do.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah. I think that's probably where I would draw.
Or like that other one that we were contacted about, that we did a whole video interview with them. It was an English show that you only see in America on that particular network's YouTube channel. So who knows? I don't know.
I think I accidentally aged myself by asking, you think it's going to be on the Playboy channel? I don't think the Playboy channel has been around for 30 years.
Is it 40? Not around anymore?
I don't know. I highly doubt it.
I remember those free weekends when I was a kid, boy.
Oh, sure. Woo! Playboy channel. All day, 24/7. Tatas.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day is a guy who made a minor mistake that has cost him some major money. Major money. And it's a warning to all of us. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
We're about to blow your mind. Story starts with these three words. A Florida man. But this is a little bit different. A Florida man took a trip overseas to Switzerland. Well, and he explains kind of what transpired. I'll let him explain it, then I'll tell you the amount of money involved.
So I called, and the girl put me on hold for a while. And she says, let me check this out and get back to you. She gets back. Yeah, no, this is a good bill. What do you mean it's a good bill? Well, this is what you owe. You're crazy.
Yeah. That was his phone company that told him that. He went to Switzerland and returned to a phone bill for $143,000.
Excuse me?
Apparently, the entire time he was overseas in Switzerland, he was roaming.
Oh. Yikes.
24/7. Roaming in Switzerland.
Do phones still do that?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
His name is Rene Remund, R-E-M-U-N-D. And, yeah. So he called him and said, hey, this is wrong. And they said, hey, no, it's not.
I bet it's not.
Your phone was roaming the whole time you were there.
Yeah, I didn't even know roaming was a thing anymore.
I didn't either. Could it be that he doesn't have like it's got something to do with the way his plan is set up? Yeah, he's still got an old plan and has never updated it?
Like an international plan? I didn't know you needed that. Oh, my God. And how long was he there?
It didn't say.
Regardless, I mean, $150,000 on a phone bill?
Because you would open that and think, oh, this is a mistake. Like, it's so out of whack. You just go, well, this kid, let me call him. Something's messed up here.
Damn.
And then you call him and they say, no, that's right, because you roamed the entire time you were in Switzerland.
So he's just got to pay it.
They've got to do something to work with him, right? Maybe there's a different plan he can, come on, guys. It's $143,000.
Oh, my God. I would jump off the Swiss Alps. I'd climb to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, that's just an insane number. But for the most part, there's not a lot he can do. He's got to do something. I'm sure they'll work with him and say, hey, let's bring it down to $20,000 or something like that. But either way,
we're gonna cut
a $20,000 phone bill right now, I would be crippled.
Oh, God.
I would just go get in my car and drive into the wall of a building.
Yeah, yeah. I'm declaring bankruptcy immediately.
I would have to declare bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy!
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
You know, we always hear that, you know, you tip your servers well because they have it hard. And maybe you treat the server well, so you think everybody does. Oh, no. A little insight into how servers are really treated. And it's kind of a little bit sad. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Ace and Friends.
Being a server is a tough job. I have often thought, not that it's not hard, but people make a bigger deal about how hard it is than I've never been a server. I don't know. I just worked at a pizza place doing deliveries and stuff. You were a server for 2 weeks, right, Reagan?
Yeah, briefly.
At PF Chang's.
I don't even know if that qualifies as being a server, but yeah, I did accept the job of server.
And it was difficult?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know that it was difficult.
You were never a server, were you, Rob?
No.
Because working the window at Wendy's didn't really count as being a server.
That's the only time I've ever worked in food, period.
Well, there's a TikTok that's going viral that gives you a little insight into just kind of what servers go through from time to time.
I just dropped food off to my table, and I said, can I get y'all anything else? And he says, just to leave us alone so we can enjoy our meal.
Isn't that horrible?
Just leave us alone so we can enjoy our meal? What is the point of saying that?
I don't even know that that person recognizes they're being rude. That's the problem.
That person has to be so arrogant to say that to you.
Yeah.
That they don't realize they're being rude. They just think, you asked me a question, I gave you an honest. I'm just being honest.
You can leave us alone.
Yeah. Your honesty doesn't mean you're not being rude.
Mm-mm. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I would never say that in a million years. Just leave us alone. No reason for you to come back.
Yeah.
Over here.
I'm actually glad I didn't last longer than 2 weeks in a restaurant, because I would have flipped out on somebody. I would have flipped out.
That is one of my favorite stories to tell, though, was the fact that any time in those 2 weeks that they said anything was slightly out of whack, you comped their meal.
Yeah.
It's like,
no problem, because I wanted to be the hero.
Right.
I wanted to be the hero and be like,
Can we get some more sauce, please? Yeah, let me comp that for you. I'll give you some sauce. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Give me an example. Really, that was an exaggeration. But give me an example of, Riggins, when you were a server, of a reason you comped a meal for someone.
I'm trying to think. If they got the wrong soup, I think was one of them. I was like, you know what? It's your lucky day. Because you're with me, right? We're friends here.
Soup's on the house.
Yeah, I was extremely cocky going into that. Because, you know, I was like a personality hire at my last job. I was not a great employee, but I was like fun to be around. So I kind of looked at it the same way. I was like, guess what, guys? Your boy's here. I'm going to take care of you. And they're like, oh, yeah.
So was the wrong soup on you or in the kitchen? They gave you the wrong soup?
It was on them.
Okay, so the kitchen makes the mistake.
But which means I could have gone back to them and be like, hey, you gave them the wrong item.
Yeah.
And that would have been totally fine. But I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it.
And the people didn't expect it because they got the wrong soup. They didn't expect the soup to be comped.
No, of course not.
Did you comp the whole meal or just the soup?
I think it was just the soup.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted to be the hero.
Soup's on us.
Yeah, I was like, don't even worry about it. Woo! Everybody having fun?
That's right. We're doing great, aren't we?
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
This is prom season for a lot of people. Even though it comes earlier and earlier every year. Real quick, Riggins, was prom a big deal to you?
Yes.
Your senior prom, big
Absolutely.
Deal.
Absolutely.
You made sure you didn't want to miss it. Blah, blah. Was
and junior prom.
Yeah. Take me, Rob, was prom a big deal to you?
No.
Was it? Did you go to your senior prom?
Yeah, I went to, I don't remember which one I went to, senior or junior, but I only went to one.
So you went to one, not both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Like, there's nothing I could have done that missed that. But here's a girl. She's a high school student in Ohio. She's missing out on her senior prom because, well, a bag of chips is involved. Here we go.
She missed out on going to the MBCTC prom, and now we have found out that she's not going to be able to go to her homeschool prom over a bag of potato chips. Allie had had Takis chips on the school bus. She was hungry. Somebody gave her some chips. She opened them on the school bus. She ate them. She had two chips left back in her bag. She got off the bus. She ate the remainder of the two chips. She put the trash in a trash can. She went to her class. The school principal called her down to the office. And at that point, they asked her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and they suspended her for 5 days.
And those 5 days coincide with when the proms were happening and she was not allowed to go. Now, that's her mother. That's Amber Guy talking about what happened to her daughter, Allie. The snack was not permitted because the teacher was severely allergic.
Okay. And did she know that beforehand?
They did know that beforehand, apparently.
5 days, though? That's pretty heavy. 5 day
suspension.
What teacher is allergic to Takis? I mean, give me
so
kind of allergy.
What isn't Takis? That would be.
They're like Fritos.
I know, but what?
I don't know.
Huh?
But whatever it is, there's a teacher who is. Their wording was in the article, severely allergic.
She's making that up.
And so, this girl misses her prom.
That sucks.
Because she ate a bag of chips, and again, she ate the bag of chips on the bus. Finished two of them as she got off and threw it in the first trash can that she saw.
Wow.
Due to the suspension, yeah, it's their policy not to allow her to attend prom. When you're suspended like that, you miss prom.
Man, alive.
Can you imagine?
No. And I wish the teacher would have intervened and been like, hey,
don't get fine. It was an accident, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, unless she was like eating them in her face. She's like, I don't care if you got an allergy or anything. Yeah, I love Takis.
Not like that at all.
Yeah, that's crazy. Five days?
I just thought it was a really sad story. Like, they've got to be something they could do for that kid. Somehow they can help her. At least she does do the 5 days, but you get to go to prom.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oof. I don't know. I mentioned something today that really came back to bite me because I think there are places we're all curious about, and I may have used some bad examples. And I'm hoping you have examples, too. Coming up next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I stand by my assertion that people have places that they see on the road that they would love to know what's going on inside there, but they'll never go in. Now, I was mocked about this earlier today. Just because of the way it came up. But I do think you can't tell me you don't see certain places and I wonder what that place is like on the inside. Now, I also think this. I think that most of them are not the purest of places in the world.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes us curious, but that's why we don't go in.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen going in the lingerie/video store with the privacy fence around it on the side of the interstate, but I am curious to know what it looks like inside there. Like,
let me just see.
What's it like in there?
Yeah.
I don't want to go in the quote unquote arcade. I don't even know what goes on there because I know it's not like an old school arcade that used to be in the mall when I was a kid.
There's no Frogger in that arcade.
Yeah, I think there's gambling of some sort going on. I shouldn't say that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I don't know how that gets around the law. There are obviously some kind of games being played in there. I don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
What else is there that you've seen and thought, I'd be curious to know what that looks like on the inside? I've kind of been in a place like this before, but any kind of, for lack of a better term, head shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious, like, what's it look like in there?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like more of an old school head shop than one of those places like now.
Yeah,
there's a place where that I buy cigars. When you walk in, it's apparent that cigars, that's the last thing on the list they're selling.
Yeah, have cigars.
Right, they have. Not a great selection. They have them, but what they're in there buying is, you know, what they call them, not bongs, but they're...
Yeah.
How do they phrase that?
Water pipes.
Yeah, pipes, yeah. Is there any other place that you've seen that you go, I'd be curious with this?
I've not seen one, but I've heard about them. When I do the one-star strip club reviews, they lump these, what they call adult playgrounds. And there's these locations that are called adult playgrounds. And then you look at the pictures and there's like saunas and then rooms with beds and like long hallways with like, it looks like a tanning bed salon where there's a bunch of doors on either side. And you're like, who's going in there and what is going on in behind these doors? I mean, you have an idea, but like, what is it? Does it stink in there? I imagine it stinks. The everything is covered in like a film.
Yeah. Almost like it's musty.
Yeah. I don't want to go. Yeah. I don't want to go too far in there, but I want to see. I just want to be a fly on the wall.
It just makes you a little, you're kind of curious.
You've got bathtubs and a movie theater. I mean, you don't see that often. Right?
It's not so at weird. All. Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
One of the most harsh yet great Southern insults we've ever heard. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
When you are a nurse, that's a really tough job. Because I don't think we realize how often nurses can be verbally and physically assaulted. Verbally, obviously, a lot more often than physically, but still, both happen. But Riggins ran across this TikTok of a nurse explaining how she was verbally assaulted by someone, yet really kind of liked and appreciated the insult.
I had a lot of said to me as a nurse, but the best one was today. I had an old lady say, "You know why you shine so bright?" And I was like, "I'm gonna regret it, but why?" She said, "That's the devil's flames coming right off of you." And honestly, it's a good one. I'm going to put that in my back pocket for the next person that me off.
A little bit of a crying there. Then.
Yeah. You know why you shine so bright? Because that's the devil's flames coming off of you.
And it's good because you can kind of trick them. You're like, why do I shine so bright? Oh, that's the devil's flames coming off of you.
I love her accent, the way she says it. You know why you shine so bright? That's the devil's flames coming off of you.
I'm going to save that for the next time somebody makes me
mad. My feelings don't even hurt. That's so good. I like it.
That would hurt me, though. Oh, my gosh.
That reminded me of when your nephew told you what. I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to call you a liar. What?
I love that.
What the hell does that mean? And what does that mean? And he goes, oh, yeah, you just learned the word liar.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
So next
time. Tell him to shut up.
Next time you can turn to him and go, hey, you know why you shine so bright?
That's the devil's flames coming off of you, boy.
Flames coming off of you.
That's a really good one.
That is. That made me think, though, when my college roommate was first diagnosed with being manic depressive, one of the times I had to get him to the hospital after a manic episode. It was crazy. You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, we finally got him to the hospital and everything, and everything's calmed down, and the nurse walks in, and he's sitting on the edge of the bed in the hospital gown. And I'm just sitting there talking to him, like, okay, we're cool now, and everybody's cool. And but he's still, you know, going through an episode. And the nurse walks in, and she's standing there talking to him, asking him some questions. And while she does, he just takes the hospital gown and just pulls it up and holds it up right there.
What?
And she's like, while she keeps talking, she just reaches over and takes the hospital gown out of his hand and drops it back down to cover him again. And I'm like, what just happened in here?
No way.
The next day. He says to me, I go back up there to visit him. He goes, hey, let me ask you a question. He goes, did I expose myself to the nurse or did I dream that? I said, no, you did it. He goes, oh, my God.
Oh, he had that much clarity? Yeah,
he's like, I really did it then. I said, I just kept thinking, I must have dreamed that.
Holy cow.
I was like, no, you did it. I was sitting right here and watched the whole thing. He goes, oh, my God, I got to tell her I'm sorry. I said, but just leave it alone. Don't.
Oh, God. That's crazy. Wild. I didn't know it worked like that. A man.
Yeah.
It's like, I just thought you'd get really sad.
Yeah. No, it could be wild, man.
Ace and Friends.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
You ever been to a job and you feel just kind of overwhelmed by how much they're putting on you right out of the box? You're like, hey, I haven't been here long enough to be doing this. You know what I mean? I know that when I first started doing mobile home repair, they essentially gave me an idea of what to do and said, you know, all right, let's go get them. And I'm under there in the mud. And I keep thinking to myself, if I do this wrong, this house will collapse. People are going to live in this. And what if it falls?
Yeah.
Because I don't do it right. It seemed like a lot of pressure.
No, that's a lot of pressure.
It certainly is a lot of pressure.
But turns out I was very good at it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's a Target employee who went on TikTok, more to complain than anything else, because she's in her second month on the job, and she's left to close the entire store.
There is literally only four people working right now, and
I'm going to somehow have to close out 24 registers, guest services, and self-checkout. I'm like one of the only people that knows how to do it. There's still no manager. I'm going to have to close the store by myself.
Yeah, I remember those days.
One person, 24 registers, and then all the stuff at guest services.
Yeah. Taking all those tills to the back, counting the cash, putting it in the safe. Oh, it's a process.
Yeah, so that's what's all involved. You got to go to each one individually.
Pull them all out, go take them to the back, and then start logging everything.
It would take you 24 of those?
Yeah, that's
plus
crazy.
Plus, it would take hours to do that, yeah, wouldn't it?
When I worked at Best Buy, that was like a 30-minute process just for three registers.
Yeah.
How does one person do 24 of those?
A new person at that. Yeah, like, that
she's worked there 2 months.
That gives me anxiety thinking about it.
I know. And you're just trying to go home. It's like 9 o'clock and you start doing that. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to be here until midnight.
Yeah. And you're responsible for all the money that's in it. So if anything's missing, it's coming back on you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if something doesn't balance out right on the spot, you've got to
start all the way over.
You got to figure it all out. Oh God.
I've never had to do anything like that before. I've never had a job like that.
So. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
In your second month.
Yeah. I wonder if she was a manager or just an employee. Hopefully she was a manager.
I didn't know that's how that worked because I've never been in a Target where 24 of those were open unless it was Christmas. Or, there's usually like three that are open.
Yeah.
But well, you still have to go to every individual one because they've been open during the day. I assume when every person left, they handled their own.
Or they're stocked with money already.
Yeah. It generally is like they switch them out during the day so you wouldn't have like a full day's worth till, but they would probably switch them out, and then you'd have
to. They all do have money in them, though, I guess, from the day.
I would assume so. Based on if she has to close it out, then it definitely has something in it.
I'm surprised she wasn't crying in that.
I certainly would have.
Rob would have been crying. Uh-huh. If that were,
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
How important is your phone when you go to dinner? For my wife, it is extremely important because nothing happens on the table until a picture of the drinks and the menu and all have been taken.
Oh, God.
And the menu.
Yeah.
Where you're at.
Yeah. So she'll often take, when the drinks come, I just push my drink to the dinner weight and she arranges the glasses and then the menu there behind it and just, quick pick.
Rob's laugh cuts deeper, doesn't it?
Oh, that would be awful.
Rob just doesn't find it funny. He finds you amusing. Like, it's not that's a funny story. It's I find you sad and amusing with the way I laugh.
It hurts more when he laughs.
I can't even enjoy his drink right now.
Yeah. So Meredith doesn't do that, Rob?
No. The only time she ever takes a photo of it is if she cooked it and she's like, look what I can do.
Yeah. We do that too every night because, as a trainer, Amanda posts on her training site, she posts her meals and that kind of thing. Hmm. She's like, hey, here's an idea for a meal. It's like, well, but at least at home, she doesn't take pictures of mine too. She takes pictures of just hers and posts it because she just needs one because we're all having the same thing.
Yeah.
I had a point to this story, but I just don't even think it matters what I'm going to bust down by how funny I find it. Yeah, drinks come, and I just, honestly, sometimes I forget. It's like, she'll just kind of stare at me like, I'm sorry. Just put my drink on the table.
Sorry.
They get arranged and things. And then sometimes she goes, smile, I'm going to put you in it.
Sorry, for a minute, I forgot you're 30.
I just want the millionaire margarita. Come on. I don't need to be in the picture, please. Please.
Oh, that tickles me. Something fierce.
Well, the point of the story was there's a restaurant in Italy is trying something cool. They will give you a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone the minute you walk through the door.
That's cool.
It's a question. Would you be able to do it? There are no strings. They say the response from diners has been very positive.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
But when you walk in the door, you're going to table 12, give me your phone. I'll put a little thing here. You can have it back when you're done. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, for a free bottle of wine?
Yeah, you get a free bottle of wine for that. Now, luckily, if we ever go to Italy, we're going to that restaurant because my wife really likes wine, so I think she'd give up the phone. She'd forego the picture for the free bottle of wine because in our world, that means we're going to have a bottle of wine anyway, so now we can have two for the price of one.
Heck yeah.
But yeah. But here in America, every time we go somewhere, Rob, I just take the drink and sit it in the middle of the table and wait for the photo.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Have you ever left anything in an Uber?
Nope.
Never? I'm trying to think. For some reason, I lost my phone while getting my stuff out after the Rolling Stones concert. I had some hoodies that I had bought. And when we got out of the thing, I dropped my phone and didn't realize it. And it fell out onto the floor. And I got it because the guy came by here the next day.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very upset at myself over losing my phone like that. But Uber has just put out a list of things that's been left behind in cars or in Ubers over the past year. The most common things, it's headphones, wallets, jewelry, phones, cameras, books, vapes, made the top 11. They also shared some different things. A frontal hair toupee, a breathalyzer thing. Someone panicked because they left behind a, quote, leaf that's much needed, end quote.
A leaf, a plant of some sort.
Two containers with spiders in them.
What?
And I don't know how you leave this behind. An entire tray of meat pie. Which seems, don't laugh, bro. It just sounds like a big, almost like a big pizza or something. I don't know. But if you have a tray of food, isn't the food is the point of what you're doing. So you got that's got to take up the seat. How do you leave that?
How do you forget that?
Let's see. Other things that made the list. A framed Taylor Swift autograph. A candle that says, see you in court. These are all things that were left behind in Ubers. A fake butt left behind in an Uber. A thong, not surprising. Undergarments, not surprising. A WWE championship belt.
Oh, you got to go back and get that one.
Yeah, clearly not a real one. Those things are like $450. A large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I might not should have.
No, I'm letting that one, letting it go.
You think that means something dirty?
I don't know. Spanky Fest? I need that sticker back.
I don't know what Spanky Fest means.
Oh, sure.
Did you look up Spanky Fest?
Yeah, it's actually a pub crawl.
Oh, okay.
We're
okay.
Third annual Spanky Fest.
Yeah, all right. I just thought after the name, I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have foregone the old Spanky Fest.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
We've come to the end of another episode of Ace and Friends. Riggins, favorite thing from today?
Rob laughing at you. Because it is, when Rob laughs at you, you know you really screwed up.
Yeah, really, there is an element of tenacity to his laughs.
Yeah. He will laugh right in your face.
Yep. Right in your sorry. Face.
yeah, you sound sorry.
Yeah. Did he say sorry or just say it's all right?
No, I said it's all right.
Okay.
I don't apologize.
Yeah, he's not. Remember, he doesn't apologize for things.
Because, look, I can take it when you make fun of me, so you're going to take it when I make fun of you.
Yeah. Oh, I can take it. I just, you're mean about it. That's all I'm saying. Teddy Rob, favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
Oh, it's the same thing, obviously. I was dying in here. I could barely breathe.
Yeah, it is pretty wacky.
What is wacky about the fact that whenever we take pictures, whenever we go out to eat, 9 times out of 10, even more than that, 95% of the time, especially if it's a more of a restaurant than a place we would go to all the time, and you have to just wait before I can have my drink, I have to let Amanda take photos of the drink.
Yeah, just frustrating.
What is it about that that's wacky?
What isn't there about it?
Is it wacky because you know I just want the drink and I have to? It's like I have to wait.
Yeah.
And I have to wait because I'm old and she's young.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the things that you never expect when you have one of those age gap things.
If you were on a date and the woman did that, would it bother you at all?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It would? Okay. Yeah. So you still wouldn't expect it with the women you date at your age?
No, I don't want that at all.
Okay. So if you're
yeah, I want to be
36. Would you date a 31-year-old?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Good for you.
I want you to be so excited to be with me that you can't even like pick up your phone. And she's like, I'd rather look at my drink. I'm like, oh, I would just be like crestfallen.
Because the attention for that moment is not on you. The attention is on. I'm just getting a picture of the drinks. I want people to. This is. I want to post
for
we are.
Her followers. Yeah. That would make me sad.
Because it's not about you in that moment.
Yeah.
even for the, it's like a snapshot, click, it's done, it's over, and it's still, but those for that click, it's not about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You really do need it to be all about you in a relationship, don't you?
No, I'd rather have it like the way you have it.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.